or 6657.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching an hour number two of the program. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This live New Year's Eve edition of the program. Want to share your New Year's resolutions with us? You're certainly welcome to do that. Or, as always, bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. We were going to continue with Cliff. He dropped off the line, but we'll continue to answer his question. He'd called in the end of the last hour. Cliff down in Miami called to talk about something you discussed a few days ago, Mark, and that was that in your mind, from your observation of what is going on in the world, you have come to the determination that childhood in America, as childhood around the world,
childhood
is essentially a form of slavery, and I think you were pretty well able to back that up.
Yeah, in America, you can beat them, but you can't beat them hard. You can't beat them with too many things. You can beat them with some things, but not too many things. And I don't have a problem with, like I've said many times before, lovingly administered spankings. However, this sort of the way that our laws are set up, the kid has to live there on the plantation, in the house, and they are not allowed to leave, and they must do what you say. And if you wish, when they're 16 years old, because we have, these great child labor laws in this country, you can send them out to work and collect their paychecks. If you own a restaurant or a farm, and
you can work them from age,
you can work them when they start.
Yeah.
And so you've got this situation where children are slaves. Now, I don't think the solution to that is raise the child labor law ages to 18, because kids need to be able to earn money. I think that really what it is that, instead of this court administered emancipation, the kids should be able to leave a house if they want to.
I agree with that. Well, Cliff's question toward the end of the hour was, knowing that this is slavery, how does a parent treat their children? Should one do something differently? Is there something different that one can do in order to lessen the slavery?
I don't have necessarily a solution for that, except that I think that kids should be able to, leave if they want. And I think that for me, the maximum punishment seems to be for people spanking. And I suppose I can see some spanking going on, five and under, that kind of thing. And I'm just picking an arbitrary age, but young kids that you have difficulty communicating with. But once a child gets a little bit older, in my circumstance, it seems like the maximum punishment should sort of be, here's a tent, go live outside. Because it's my house.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And I get to make the rules. You can live and do whatever you want to do.
Right.
However, and I'm sure somebody's going to call this child abuse. Of course, somebody would call spanking child abuse, whatever.
I would call that abuse, yeah.
What, kicking them out?
Spanking.
Okay, well, you're going to call spanking abuse. But I think that it's my house. I pay the mortgage. I'm going to leave, your room. You get to largely do what you want with it. When you start decorating with fire, we're going to have a problem. But, by and large, you get to do what you want there. However, when you don't do some of the things that I suggest, and
you can live in the backyard.
Yeah, you go out and make your own little campsite there. I'll give you a piece of land. You can go do what you want.
Well, I think it's an interesting idea. Unfortunately, what you're going to run up against today, you're suggesting that in a society that has changed its rules as far as the cops coming and taking your kids back to your house if they try to leave it. If you say you are no longer allowed to live in my house, and the kids
that would be a very, very extreme punishment.
The cops are going to come pick them up and take them back to you. So you would have to have a situation in which that you really could make that decision and have it be true, like not have the cops come and essentially reverse your decision
right
for you. But it's an interesting idea and one worthy of discussion. So, but basically what you were doing with your whole point about slavery was making an observation, not really saying this needs to be changed. You were just saying that, when you make the kid take out the trash, they're a slave.
Well, the way that the laws are set up, the kid can't leave. You can't kick him out. There's no separation that can occur legally. So therefore, you have a situation where the child is legally a slave of the parent. However, if the child can leave, for instance, if I decided to come and live in your house, Ian, mm-hmm. and for whatever reason you allowed me to do that. At first I didn't have, there were no rules, whatever. There were no rules at first. And then you said, I need to see you washing the dishes, taking out the garbage, and cleaning the bathroom. And in order for me to not think you suck and make you leave.
Yeah.
if I choose not to do those things, then it is completely fair to kick me out, I think. So
presuming that we didn't have an agreement.
Right. It, yeah. Whatever. It doesn't matter whether it's an agreement or not an agreement. It's not like the kid signed an agreement to get here.
Right.
You know, he just ended up here. So I don't feel, I feel that there's, I guess, a certain obligation from a parent that is obliged to provide a home to the child. But I don't think that they're obliged to provide a work-free environment. And as a matter of fact, I think a parent is, you know, obligated to teach a child to work and
so,
to help develop their work ethic, to show them that work results in some money. And I, you know, one of the first things I'm going to do for Jack is, as soon as he's old enough not to swallow it, I'm going to start having him, you know, giving him money basically for doing
for
things.
Chores. Yeah.
You know, I mean, the chores are probably going to, likely I'm going to give him too much money for too little work. Especially at first.
Right.
So, but I want him to have money. I want him to value that money. I want him to learn how to save that money and to spend it properly and those kind of things. I want him to have it. And that way he's not relying on me to give him all kinds of crap. Mm-hmm. That he's, I'd rather give him money for doing things and then have him go and buy the things that he wants. Christmas and birthdays excluded, but let's hope that they're not these huge ordeals where they get so much stuff that they're, you know, just awash in things. I used to be this collector of Star Wars figures when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to have every single Star Wars and Empire Strikes Back figure that existed. This was, you know, without the articulated arms and stuff. They just kind of moved in four spots, five spots.
How'd that work out?
I got them all.
Wow.
I had all that stuff. I valued these little pieces of plastic so thoroughly. And then around eighth grade, suddenly I didn't care about them at all anymore. And
man,
I just,
what'd you do with them?
I sold them to a friend.
Oh, man, that's a bummer.
Very little. Why?
Bet he's happy today.
I don't know that he even still has it.
Whoever ended up with him.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, you've got all kinds of things in life. See, there you are, valuing my little pieces of plastic.
Well,
wouldn't I have been better off?
Collectors are crazy about that stuff.
Wouldn't I have been better off collecting coins of, you know, some kind of precious metal value?
Yeah, you would have been better off with that, sure.
So, you know, I just, if I was going to collect something, I just think that, I hate this collecting thing.
Collecting's awful. It's an awful thing to do. I've collected things in the past and regretted it, and I've learned my lesson about that. I don't need to set a resolution because I'm not a collector anymore, so I don't have to resolve to not collect things. But, man, once you collect enough stuff and you've got it, then you don't do anything with it. It just sits on a shelf. And if it's just sitting there or sitting in a box, that's even worse, sitting in a box in an attic or something like that.
To me, the very, very worst kind of collecting, the sickest kind is to buy a toy, you know, and sometimes kids do this. I think adults less so, but it's less sick.
Mm-hmm.
But to buy something and then leave it in the package so that it's worth more in the future, my God, at least I played with those Star Wars figures and those Empire Strikes Back figures every day. So at least I got that kind of enjoyment out of them. But, you know, I went on from that collecting to comic book collecting. I then had every single issue of the Avengers that they published, plus a whole bunch of Captain Americas, plus a whole bunch of Iron Mans. You know, I was a Marvel kid. So, I just traded one for the other. And,
yeah, I had a bunch of video games.
And then I went to prison where you had to keep all of your stuff in a footlocker.
Nice.
So
that'll change things.
You know, it does. Now I've got more crap. Like, couches don't fit in footlockers, that's for sure.
So I can relate. Two of my more recent collections I have gotten rid of in recent years. One was my Laserdisc collection because I was... I got into Laserdiscs in the late 1990s.
Do you have an 8-track collection, too?
No.
Late 90s. Laserdiscs were out in the early 80s.
Well, it was probably mid to late 90s. No, actually, Laserdiscs were pretty... they've always had a big following amongst the videophile community.
Because they have more information.
Well, because VHS just sucks. And, you're talking about in the 80s, it was VHS versus Beta. VHS defeated Beta. But Laserdiscs were there the entire time. And it was for they were basically for people that had a lot of money to blow.
Did they cost a lot of money for
they
Laserdiscs?
Cost more money. You're looking at spending like $40 for a brand new Laserdisc as opposed to $20 for a VHS tape. And the players were more expensive because there just wasn't as much of a market for it. And you can't record on Laserdiscs, so it's only a playback medium. So only the people that were really into movies and showing them the appropriate, the way the director intended them would be into Laserdiscs. But it was enough to continue them all the way through. Like, I think one of the last discs that came out was The Matrix, 1999.
Gosh.
So it made it all the way to the end of the 20th century. But I, you know, collected, probably spent like $3,000 on Laserdiscs over all the years and sold them all off for $150 on eBay. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to dropdeaddolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. If you dial toll-free 800-259-9231, that would be the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is the New Year's Eve edition of the program, 1-800-259-9231. Whether you want to share your New Year's resolutions with us or you just want to talk about what you want to discuss, the phone lines are open for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
So we were talking, we're going to get back to Harry Brown's New Year's resolutions here in a moment, but we should finish the discussion on collecting Man, I don't know at what point that I determined that collecting was a complete waste of time and money, but I did make that determination a number of years ago.
To
and
me,
then,
it's an indication of too little to do and too much money.
Well, it is, yeah. We are very wealthy. I mean, in this, the world that we live in, specifically, the United States, North America, a very wealthy place to live, and we do have a lot of free time, and we've got a lot of extra disposable income, and you're right, Mark, it is quite a hallmark that proves how wealthy we truly are. I mean, the fact that we have so much money that we can buy a bunch of crap, tchotchkes and things like that, and just clutter our lives up with it, that we can go and spend just oodles of amounts of time on really what are just trivial hobbies that aren't really critical to feeding mouths or doing things that keep the power on.
Right.
People have the ability, and I think it's wonderful. I'm not critiquing this at all. It's wonderful that we have so much wealth. I mean, the fact that Wikipedia is there is an example of how wealthy we are. The fact that somebody is so obsessed.
I love Wikipedia.
Somebody out there is so obsessed with something that they go and they spend hours upon hours of their time sculpting an article about the most minute details of who was on, some television, some obscure television show that aired in 1991, what all the episodes are about, who starred in every single episode. I mean, that's the amount of detail that was essentially user-submitted that you can see just on that one website is just really an indicator of how truly wealthy we are, that we have the time to do things like this.
I have to agree. I think Wikipedia, at the very least, you're spending time, even if you're spending time on an article on Hot Wheels cars or whatever, you, at the very least, you're honing your ability to write. That's a good
thing. You're creating value for others, too. I mean, for those who are looking for that information.
Whereas I'm still, if you're just collecting the Hot Wheels cars themselves, I suppose one can make the argument that they have intrinsic value, especially if they're in the packages. But I would like to make this point. I worked at a comic book store from the time that I was 12, mm-hmm. my God, before I was old enough to work, to the time I was 18. And they had a policy there, and I imagine it's pretty similar to most policies at most comic book stores, that you could trade in a, sort of used comics, old collector's comics for
right.
credit in the store of 2/3 of the value of the comics you turned in. Not
that's
face value.
2/3.
Yeah, 2/3 of the value, but not face value, the Overstreet's price guide.
Market value.
Or the, there's comics value monthly was the other one.
Right.
They
right.
may have changed these. I'm just talking about what was, at that time.
Yeah.
I stopped working there in 1989. Or you could trade them for 1/3 of their, assessed value in cash.
Got it.
So the, it's the dealers that make the money in collecting,
right.
whether that's, and I'm sure that's true with coins to some extent. Maybe the numbers might not be the same, but that's true with probably most collectibles. Coins probably have more value to them than other things, but they have to pay the rent. The rent on wherever they are is expensive. The power, the employees, all that stuff comes into play, and they have to make enough money to feed themselves.
Oh, and you're collecting Hot Wheels. It's Mattel that's making the money on that one.
Right.
And that's fine. It's fine to have things that you like, and it's fine to collect. It's fine to collect things if that's what you want to do with your time and your money. I mean, I'm not coming down on people. It's just not right for me.
Yeah.
At some point in my life, I decided that it was a tremendous waste of money. And you see, you start to learn these lessons when you come to the conclusion you don't really need your collection anymore. And, oh, my God, you're going to have to sell it. And you know you're going to get pennies on the dollar. And that's when you realize, man, why did I do this in the first place again?
Yeah.
What was the point?
Well, the nature of collecting, like I said, I had the Avengers comics from 1 through 300 or something like that. You want to get all of them.
All of them.
And
right.
the fact
collect
is,
them all.
Avengers 54 isn't worth as much as Avengers 1 or Avengers 50 or Avengers
right.
100. For some reason, those numbers are more important. So if you're going to do the comic collecting thing, you should buy the comics, should buy the comics that are sort of in the number, the important numbers. Buy number ones. There was a guy that came into the store and did this, and it's just a pretty good system. This was back when comic books were big and selling. I don't know what the industry's like now. I'm not making suggestions. This is just a suggestion. Look at this and see if it works for you. I do know that Marvel happens to have a online subscription service where you can read comic books for $5 a month. You can read as many as you want. I think that a comic costs something like $3 now, the new ones. I don't know exactly what they are, but they're not cheap. And you know, you,
you
buy
it. 5 cents.
Well, yeah, that would be long before you were born,
ago.
My friend.
Yeah.
long before you were born. I think there were probably about a quarter when you were born. Maybe 35 cents.
Okay.
So you could save your money in that manner. And I've been reading some of these online comics, and I find them to be I enjoy them. They're just fine with me, and it's a good way to save money. You don't have to clutter up your life with all this extra crap that you have to move around and save and put in bags and put boards in so they don't get bent and you know, worry about the water. My God, the water getting after them and the dog eating them and the, whatever.
The other collection that I have liquidated in recent years was my video game collection. I had several game systems that I had collected over my my childhood and a number of games to go with them. And I mean, they're fun, but I didn't have time for them. As an adult, I really don't have time for games. I mean, I still have some. I didn't get rid of all of them, but I did clear out most of them.
Video games for obsolete systems. That seems, you know, those
games are still fun. I mean, those games are still fun. It's just that as an adult, I don't have time to play them.
How many pieces of electronics are you keeping around in order to be able to play this? You've got one on the Sega Genesis that you play. You've got one on the Nintendo 64 that you play. Well, you know.
Right, so with the video game collection, I became an adult, didn't have time to play the games I was buying. I had a couple years of my life as an early adult where I'd spot games that I'd always wanted, and since I had the money to buy them, I'd buy them. And even if I was getting it like a discount, even if I was getting a clearance bin or something like a $5 or $10 game, I'd be feeling good about myself because like, oh, I'm buying
this. I possess
it. I was feeling good because I'm getting a deal, right? Mm-hmm. I'm buying a clearance bin game. I've always wanted to buy this game, and now I have this game. But all I would do is I'd bring it home, unwrap it, play it for 10 minutes, and then I'd have to go and do something else, and then I would never come back to it. So I began building this collection of games that I'd always wanted but never had a chance to play or wanted somewhat and could afford it, and I bought them and created this little collection that didn't do me any good. It was just, again, if it's just sitting on a shelf and you're not utilizing it, what's the point? And so finally I came to that conclusion. I realized, well, you know, I've got all these old systems and these old games, and yeah, they're fun if I were to sit down and play them, but many of them I have played through as a kid, so I'm not going to go play them again, except for nostalgic purposes, which that doesn't last more than 5 minutes for me for the most part, so that wasn't a really useful purpose to having these games. You could say, well, you could have them around to, bring out at parties, but most of them aren't party games, and so that's...
Party games?
There are some party games.
I'm not even familiar with party games.
You know, like four-player games, things like that, where you can get a bunch of people involved in playing a game. There are games like that. But, you know, came to the conclusion that it's just cluttering up my life, and I started to simplify the things that I had and get rid of the things that I was not using or utilizing or enjoying necessarily anymore. And I have to say, I feel better about my life today because I don't have as much clutter. I just don't have as much stuff. And I like that feeling. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
time telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything, just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. The dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show, head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections. They do early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. In this time of economic crunch, if you have a business, you have some accounts receivable out there in the past, you know, it could be as far as 2 years. The farther it goes, the less likely it is that you're going to collect. However, those people still owe you the money. You can turn it over to SACL CAI for, you'll get some percentage on a dollar, and you might as well, because you're not getting anything now. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
So we started the show out by talking about New Year's Eve. This is, of course, a live New Year's Eve edition, talking about resolutions. We shared some of our resolutions to improve our, in my case, to improve my business, you on Mark on the sales side, to improve how you handle your clients, and et cetera. And so we shared our resolutions, and you guys are welcome to share yours if you'd like at 800-259-9231. And somehow we transitioned off into this current conversation that we're having this hour about, I would say, something that's related to a New Year's resolution for a lot of people, and that is to simplify their life. That is to get rid of some clutter, to clean out some crap. I think this is a good conversation for a New Year's Eve show. In fact, some of our chat room people during the break, one of them was saying he's got the big collection of, still has VHS tapes and some DVDs that he's looking to clean out. And man, I know the feeling. Having had collections in the past and having come to the conclusion at some point in my adult life that it's just pointless to have collections, It's a great feeling once you can actually just get rid of that stuff. It's sitting on shelves. It's packed away in boxes. It's taking up space in your closet. Are you using it? If you're not using it, and if you haven't used it in a year or two, especially if you haven't used it in 5 years, what the hell do you have it for at this point? So
this is true with clothes.
Something that really kind of motivated me, I think inspired me, Mark, was a television show that actually aired on the Learning Channel, TLC. And back in 2003 through 2005, I'm getting this information from Wikipedia. And my mom actually turned me on to this show, and it's great. It's basically what they do is they bring in these organizational experts to somebody's house. And
more proof that we live in a very, very wealthy nation.
Yeah. And that someone could have that job title.
Yeah.
And so they come in there, and they come into these people's houses, and these folks have been living in these houses for years, and they've been accumulating, because that's what we do. And that's what people in this society, because as we were talking about, you're so wealthy, you've got so much money and so much free time, you can just go and buy trinkets and put them on shelves, put up more shelves if you run out of room, so you can put more trinkets up on them. And they would go to these people's homes, and they'd video the inside of their homes, and it would just blow you away. I mean, for me, looking at what these people had accumulated in their lifetimes was stunning. And I said to myself, oh my gosh, I do not want to be like that. I mean, I can see that I have my collections over here. I've got my video games, and I've got my Laserdisc collection. These are the two of the things I've blown out the door over the last several years. And I don't want them to get bigger. In fact, I'd like to clean them up and get rid of most of them. And so watching this show is a real inspiration, because they'd go in and they would essentially rub these people's nose in what they had done. I mean, for lack of a better term.
It makes good TV.
Right. And so basically the way it worked would be they'd go into these rooms, bedrooms, storage rooms, whatever, and they take everything out. So they have a whole crew of people helping them with this, basically, because there's so much stuff. They take it all out into the front yard, and they had three different areas that they'd put sheets down, basically, and you'd have to go through your pile of crap and then sort it.
I must have this piece. I have to have this.
That's exactly what it was like. They had a keep pile.
Weeping in front of
right. They had a keep pile, a sell pile, and a toss pile. And so, okay, the things you want to keep, you put the keep pile. Things you want to get rid of, you put in a garage sale, you put in the sell pile, and then the toss, it's trash. So you put stuff over there. And watching the footage of these people that were so connected to the things that they had purchased in their life, watching them defend why they still had the gigantic teddy bear that they won at the state fair 10 years ago, why that was still in their closet. You know, when's the last time you did anything with this teddy bear? So the organizational expert would basically press them on many of the things that they said they wanted to keep. Like, well, you don't need this. What do you really need this for? And just watching the people defend their possessions was amazing to me. And it really, I said to myself, man, I do not want to be like this. And so I make it a point in my life to reassess the things that I have to periodically clear them out.
This is something that people have to do, with intent. If you don't, you're sort of your animal instinct of hoarding. There was a time when basically everything you could get your hands on, you should hold on to.
Like a squirrel with nuts for the winter.
Right. Because there wasn't that much stuff, and people lived in, holes in mountains and things.
But that's useful because
caves and mud huts.
You need that stuff. You need those nuts and et cetera.
Right. Well, whatever you could get, you might be able to go through it and use it. But now, with everything so cheap and we're able to hoard so many things, I've seen friends who have all kinds of stuff hoarded, but it's of no use to them because they can't find it.
Mm.
They just can't locate it.
Which box is it in?
Sometimes they'll have it in, I don't know if it's in the storage unit. I don't know if it's in the garage.
Oh, my gosh. If you have a storage unit, there may be a problem. Like, if you filled up your house full of stuff and you have to go and rent a storage unit, not if you're moving somewhere and you need a storage unit to carry, keep your stuff while you're moving into a place, that makes sense. But if you have a storage unit and you're filling it with things and you're paying every single month to have a storage unit, that's, I would say, alert. You're becoming a pack rat. Like, there's a certain point at which you become a pack rat.
Storage units are good for businesses because businesses need to store things.
Yeah.
And they should be using their high rent space for
business,
and they should be using low rent space for storage.
I'm talking about if you
I understand.
Have a house
I agree.
And you filled it, you're moving on.
If you have pathways of, you know, through stuff in your living room.
Well, that's the extreme. That's the pack rat. That's
understood.
The extreme end of collections, right?
But I mean, it's
the pack
true.
Rat will collect things like old junk mail.
Worthless stuff.
Right. So at least collectors are just people that identify a niche. They identify an interest of theirs, and they fill that niche as much as they possibly can. I understand it. You know, and when
Christmas holidays have a tendency to bring about this this sort of unfortunate aspect of people will, you know, decide that you like a certain thing,
mm-hmm.
And they'll get those things for you. So like people have decided that at one point my mom liked pigs. My mom has more pig figures that people gave
Tchotchkes.
Her. Yeah, just stuff. And she doesn't throw it away because, you know, somebody gave it to her. It was a gift. It's nice.
It's sentimental.
Yeah, you know,
and you don't want to be mean
so much.
To the person.
And she has room for it, but now she has my God, I can't tell you how big her house is. It's probably 2,300 square feet. There's one woman living in it.
How many pigs does she have?
Oh, I innumerable.
Like a whole room full of pigs or several shelves full
They're
of
everywhere.
Pigs.
And the strange American habit, I don't know if it's beyond the purview of America, of keeping a living room, the good room, mm-hmm. and then the family room, a living room and a family room. Have you seen this phenomenon? The living room is used for nothing ever.
Hmm.
Even, you know, maybe at the highest holidays and that kind of thing, but in my mother's house, it's not even used for that. There's a living room that gets used for nothing,
wow.
ever. It has the best furniture in it,
yeah.
so you pay for, you know, a lot for the furniture, and then as it gets older, then you move it into the family room.
Congratulations, you filled a room. With stuff.
Yeah, stuff. It doesn't make any sense at all.
So it really is something that I try to keep up on and, you know, something you might want to consider for yourself. If you feel like you're getting overwhelmed and you've got too much stuff, make a point of doing what they do on that show I was talking about, clean sweep, and make a point of forcing yourself, essentially, to get rid of the things you don't use anymore. You might feel really great about it after it's done. I know that's how I feel, and I'm constantly reassessing.
There's also organization is a value. I have a bunch of tools, and currently, since I've just sort of moved into the house and I haven't got everything organized,
right.
I can't put my hands on everything as quickly as I'd like to.
That's frustrating.
I've started organizing them, you know, like I'll put little shadow figures so that I try to put things back in the places that they belong.
That's a neat idea.
And organization's very valuable, too. Obviously, you have to throw some things away when you're organizing.
I agree with that. Your thoughts, your tips, 800-259-9231. Do you have a problem with collecting? You want to talk about it? It's Free Talk Live. Anything goes.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It's the live New Year's Eve edition of the program. And anything goes as it always does. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live. You can do so by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com, learn more about the program, and get on board for as little as $3 a month. Any major credit card, PayPal, some alternate payment options, all acceptable. We can take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations across the country, bringing more internet listeners on board around the world, and bringing new people to the message of freedom and liberty. So if that's valuable to you and it's worth $3 a month, head on over to amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to Rich in North Carolina. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, and I'd like to tell you about one of the best investments I ever made in my life.
What's that?
And,
sure.
And it is related to the idea of paring down your possessions rather than being a pack rat.
Okay.
In July 2003, after I joined the Free State Project and before New Hampshire was chosen, I sold my house. And I bought a 5-foot by 8-foot storage trailer.
Okay, like what are those pod things?
I'm not sure what you mean by pod, but
okay, there's a company out there called Pods, I believe, that will drop off a what looks like a small trailer truck bed thing with a rolling door that you can fill full of stuff, and then they'll take it away for you and store it for you like a storage unit would, but except it's sort of like a deliverable storage unit situation.
Oh, no, it's actually it's just a storage trailer, no windows or anything.
No.
Just something you can hook up to a back of a truck or something like that?
Yeah, but to the back of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's because it's only 5-foot by 8-foot, obviously I had to pare down things in order to fill it.
Right.
And that meant leaving all furniture and anything unnecessary behind. And I've moved several times since then, and it's one of the best investments I've ever made. Because whenever I move, I don't have to rent a truck or trailer and load it up, take it across town or take it wherever, and then rent a space. Everything is right there. I just hook it up, go wherever I'm going. And to give you an example of how it works, when I was the last time I left Montana, I made a western loop before coming back to Montana and then heading across the Fruited Plain to New Hampshire. And all I had to do was load everything up in the trailer, and I told my landlady, I said, you know, I can either take this thing across town and pay $5 a month to have it stored there, or I can leave it here and pay you. And
yeah.
She smiled and she said, well, I'd rather you have pay me. And so I did. And then when I came back, all it was a matter of doing was tying up loose ends, hitching the thing up, and going. And that was
it. That does make it easy.
Now, about this not having furniture thing, doesn't that make life difficult? I mean, desks, a desk and chair and computers seem...
Well, you pick it up where you get when you get to your destination.
Well, he says it's 5x8. I mean, he has no couch. He has no kitchen table. A bed.
When you arrive at your destination, do you acquire these things again, or do you just live like on a mattress, like an air mattress or something?
Well, so far I've managed to live in places where that sort of thing is already available. But listen, if I were to pay for storage, if I were to like one of those regular storage facilities,
yeah.
The cost of renting a vehicle to get it there and to store it there would far exceed what it would cost to simply get new furniture if and when I need it.
Or better yet, go to a garage sale and get some used furniture. That's the way that's the way I did when I moved into New Hampshire. I didn't bring any furniture up with me, really, and
right.
Went and
Anytime
acquired it all
Anytime you spend money
again.
On furniture, realize that, that all you're getting is the furniture. You're not getting resale value.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. You take a big hit when you try to get rid of your furniture, try to sell it. So you're not in New Hampshire right now, though, are you, Rich? You're actually in North Carolina.
Yeah, actually, I came down to North Carolina for a wedding. And I decided to work it so that I would stay south for winter. Don't worry. I'll be back in spring.
You're
coming
back. The low was 6 today. Fahrenheit.
What?
The low was
6 degrees.
Really? You know, it got so cold here, I had to close the windows.
Thanks, Rich. Have a nice night and enjoy your New Year's. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. So whether you want to share your tips on how you've managed to simplify your life in the hopes of perhaps inspiring others to do the same. I mean, hey, if you want to stay cluttered and you want to keep a bunch of crap around, it's your life. Your property, you can put as much stuff in it as you want to. I'm just saying that it's. I think it's made a big difference for me in my life to continually go through a process of simplification. I don't do it on a regular basis, and like I don't have a spring cleaning time when I do it every single year. But just generally, I make a point of assessing all of the things that I have and asking myself, well, do I really need that? And when I've cleaned out the things that I've gotten rid of in recent years, one of my most recent ones was my Transformers collection. As a young boy, I amassed quite a collection of Transformers, and I decided that they weren't doing me any good just sitting up in a box on the shelf. So I put them up on eBay and got rid of them. And you kind of, when you're getting rid of these things, you kind of have to assess how worthwhile selling them might be. For something that's fairly collectible, like your Star Wars collection, Mark, might have been, or the Transformers collection might be, it's worth it to spend the time and go on eBay and take the pictures and put it online so you can take a little bit of money back out of your collection. But other things like Manuel Laura from LouRockwell.com was the one talking about his VHS collection. Dude, selling that at a garage sale, you're not going to get anything. I mean, you'd be lucky to make a buck.
Yeah,
selling those things.
I often think about the. I had a girlfriend who had collected all of the Disney movies on
VHS.
On VHS,
oh.
So that her children would be able to watch these these movies. Incidentally, oh. She's been dating women for the last 3 years, so children don't seem to be really in the picture.
They can adopt.
They could.
Yeah.
I'm saying, right?
Yeah. But and, little did she know the media would change.
Right, and this is, this is something that kids probably don't, aren't thinking of. They think that the world's going to stay the same and in a lot of ways, and it's not.
No.
Don't collect DVDs because there will be something. There is
Blu-ray
something.
Is here.
Blu-ray is here, and it's going to, don't collect these things because it's...
Do you think it's going to go past Blu-ray? I mean, is it...
What?
Is there any reason to go further than Blu-ray as far as media delivery is concerned? Should it all be over the internet next? I mean, isn't basically internet delivery the next step?
Right. Well, it is
media
already here.
Platters are going to die off.
Right. So, I mean, you're gonna. Why would you buy a DVD Blu-ray player thing if you can hook up a computer to right now you can. I saw during Christmas $250 computers.
Laptops.
It was. I think this was a desktop. And laptop,
oh, desktop.
$350. I don't know anything.
$250
for a new computer. Hook that up to your. TV, you're delivering the media that you want to your television. Why in the world would you pay $100 for a DVD player that you have to then pay $10 a piece for DVDs?
Well, you mentioned
you have every movie you'll ever want to see on that on the internet.
And you mentioned the other day, Mark, that you're a Netflix subscriber, and maybe we need to approach them for an advertising gig. But I also am a Netflix subscriber, and one of the things you get these days with Netflix, which they didn't do a decade ago or whenever it was they started up, is they've got the streaming option.
Yeah.
And if with one of the basic plans, which is like $15 a month, you get unlimited streaming. Now, to be fair, they don't have their entire inventory in the streamable option. So if you're if a new movie comes out, odds are good you're going to have to get it on disc. But that's the direction things are going in. So, perfect point. Don't build up your DVD collection because, you know, in another 5 or 6 years, you're going to be asking yourself, what the hell did I spend $20 per disc for? What was I thinking?
Yeah, you know, and I was kind of thinking, people do like to collect things, and that's one way to handle sort of that collecting thing is to get into collecting some things that are of some value.
Like you were saying, silver,
yeah,
gold.
Collect pieces of silver. Collect, you know, maybe there's all kind of numismatic stuff out there. You know, if you want to focus in that arena, try to get good deals there, and I think that you'll be better off, it seems to me.
1-800.
Right now, especially because I believe gold and silver are going to go up. It's just a personal belief.
They tend to over time.
Not an expert.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up what you want.
By the way, if you do, you are looking for numismatics, I know that Midas
Resources,
who helps syndicate this show, does have a lot of that stuff, and you can get a hold of them. So MidasResources.com.
MidasResources.com is how you want to get a hold. There's a phone number there, and they don't put their prices online because they change every single day, and
yeah,
they just have a big inventory of numismatics. So you'll have
to
call them.
But they have very helpful people there that will
go
through, you know, the whole
thing. I had a great experience with them. I mean, I bought gold for the first time this year.
I bought a couple of times from them.
And you recommended them. Obviously, they help us with the show. They are the people behind the Genesis Communications Network. And Ted and his crew over there, very professional guys, and they got the job done. They sent me the gold, and I got it at what I considered was a good price. Plus, if you order through Midas, if you order your gold, your silver, or palladium, whatever, through Midas, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So let them know that you heard about them on Free Talk Live when you make that call. 800-259-9231. If you don't tell them, then we won't get anything. 1-800-259-9231. Hour 3 is coming up. You can bring up anything. New Year's resolutions? We've got some more coming up in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Reading Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page-turner hailed by David Mundy, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Wake up!